My concern is this. Right now, the Open Meetings Act strictly applies to the corporation commissioners, to where two of them cannot be in a room discussing oil gas regulation
in a
particular case, or else they're violating the law.
That is correct.
This would appear, because of what Section F is, this would appear to authorize the director of the Corporation Commission to put all three commissioners on a task force to sit together with members of the oil and gas community, the utility community, and members of the legislature, and do it all behind closed doors as they discuss regulatory issues. I think that creates an enormous problem when it comes to transparency and violates the intent of the Open Meetings Act as it pertains in particular to the Corporation Commission. So, Representative Watson, my question to you is this. We have to do one of two things, I think, or this is going to have serious problems. We either have to, A, delineate specifically that those three members cannot be members of the Corporation Commission, those three appointments, or we have to get rid of the Open Meetings Act requirement, the Open Meetings Act exclusion.
I would not disagree with you, Leader Inman. I think this is a work in progress. I'm fully in favor of striking title and working on those very things in terms of making sure that we do this appropriately. I can even understand opening it up. I mean, I think we need to think about it and bounce it around a little bit. This has kind of evolved in the last few days, quite frankly, and I haven't had the opportunity to get that directly involved in it. But I think you make a very good point, and I am willing and would tell you that we'll strike title and work on those things, and I'd like to think about that. Again, my concern being that I don't know that we'd have true dialogue. I don't know if that resonates with you. That's but right. Having been around the process, I think it's going to be difficult for people to be critical of processes for fear of, you know, what may be going on. I'm not sure how open the dialogue might be. I was more interested in trying to avoid spending $350,000 and $400,000 for a consulting company who, in business, that's what we do, you know, to look at something that where you have, you know, outsiders looking at all that kind of stuff and hoping to try to achieve that. And frankly, looking at more, this being operations people and not necessarily commissioners. Now, I don't know. Again, the commission would be responsible for that. I think they understand the delineation that you're talking about no two of them can get together. I think they understand that very well. And so, I mean, it's a work in progress. There was really no intent here to try to avoid being public about this. As a matter of fact, we want the public to know that we can do some things here that would enhance regulation and have us as a state doing a better job in that process. So how do we get these people together to talk about that and open it up? I don't know, quite frankly, even how well that would occur. You know, we're just it's an idea here to how do we do this without spending $400,000.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, at this time I'd like to offer up an amendment that would strike Section F of the bill.
While they're drafting the amendment, Representative Kennedy, you have a question on the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this goes in line with this amendment, and I wanted to point out and ask you a question. The leader talked about this not being subject to open meetings. In fact, if you read the entire paragraph in paragraph F, it states that you shall post notice 10 days prior. Now, my understanding of the Open Meetings Act is it's only 24 hours. So, in fact, your legislation provides for more notice and more transparency than even the Open Meetings Act provides. Would you agree with that?
That's true. That is true.
Representative Pfeiffer, you have a question on the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I understand the intent behind trying to get people to be candid to update some of our well outdated
Operation Commission. I know them very well in terms of how they function. That gets kind of difficult sometimes in terms of the world that we're living in. So I think there's some real things that we need to look at very seriously in this effort.
I think let's go ahead and address the amendment. Staff, would you read?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend the proposed committee sub of House Bill 1377, page 4, section 1, lines 12 through 16, by striking subsection F in its entirety and by relettering the subsequent sections. Amendment presented by Leader Inman.
Thank, Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, so you understand that to counter what Representative Candidate, my friend from South Oklahoma City, said, understand this is not – the Section F is not more transparent than the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act says you have 24 hours to come, and then everybody can walk into the meeting like we're doing right now. This says we're going to post 10 days from out when we're going to meet, but nobody can come in, right? That's fundamentally different. This is not more transparent than the Open Meetings Act, and therefore I respectfully ask that this committee strike Section F so that we can shine some transparency on this process that has an enormous impact on not only huge industries in the state of Oklahoma, but also on the people when it comes to funding core services.
Mr. Chairman.
I would respectfully make an observation to the leader that it's my intent to strike title to on this measure and to be open to amendments. A lot of this is coming pretty fast at me right now in terms of how we actually do this, and I want to kind of think it through and maybe have a little more of a dialogue with you about, you know, some of my concerns about why that might not be the best thing, and maybe there's something that we can work out that would do the appropriate thing. Having said that, I would request table the amendment.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there a second? Recorded vote, please.